As he had every night since the young couple had disappeared, Jonah worked late, going over and over information already burned into his brain, hoping to see something he had missed, overlooked, or misunderstood every other time he had studied it. Nothing. Not a clue where those kids had gone, or where they had been taken, or any answer to the fairly spooky question of why both his watch and Sarah's watch and Tim's had stopped when each of them had reached the abandoned car, and why all their cell phones, still functioning, had all been missing the time spent out there. As if they had stepped into a fucking time warp, or something else right out of science fiction.
"It's my night to work, not yours," Sarah said as she came into his office. "Go home, Jonah."
"You know I am your boss," he reminded her.
"Yeah, yeah. Look, you can go home under your own steam, or I can call Tim and the tow truck."
When he didn't even frown at that, she lowered her voice and kept it matter-of-fact.
"A week in, we aren't likely to find anything new, and you know it. If nothing else, you need a good night's sleep so you can come back at it with fresh eyes in the morning."
"It doesn't seem right for me to just go home," he said finally.
"You won't be any good to anybody if you spend another sleepless night in this office," she said.
"I slept. Sorta."
Sarah glanced at the old leather couch across the room from his desk.
That wasn't sleep. That was time on a medieval torture device. Unless you confessed you're a heretic, it was useless time.
Not even that earned a smile from him.
"Jonah, you've done every single solitary thing a cop could do on a missing persons case."
"I haven't figured out the weird stuff," he said. "I'm not even sure keeping quiet about all that is the right thing to do."
"I'm sure," she said. "Right now, we've got two teenagers missing, with clear evidence their intent was to elope. Both sets of parents and the rest of the town can understand that. They can find reasonable explanations in their own minds for the abandoned car, the inactive cell phones, the lack of any trail to follow."
"But add in the weird stuff."